Hello and welcome to the Win Machine podcast, not your average Eurovision podcast. My name's Danny Tregoning, and as always, I'm joined by Mark Perkins.
Hi, Danny Tregoning.
Oh, Mark Perkins. I won't call you by your full name because we'll be here for 15 years.
Thanks very much.
I know.
Hi, Eurovision listeners. How are you today? Oh, that's right. You can't answer me back. But I do have to say hi, Johan, one of our newest listeners.
Yes!
Who has listened to pretty much every podcast in the span of a week and a half.
Good on him.
Yeah.
That's dedication.
That is.
Like, we've been working on episode 50, and I've got to say, I'm sick of my own voice.
Now you know how I feel. Kidding.
Kidding. This episode's a little bit different.
Yes, there was no such and such to my such and such.
No, there is no such and such to my such and such for the next 3 episodes.
Oh, that's because we ran out of countries.
Well, you never know. Down the track, we could always look into countries that no longer participate. You never know. We could do standalone episodes if you really, really need to do that history thing, Mark. You know, you need your fix.
I think we'll cope.
You sure?
I think we will.
Okay. Now, if you're a little confused, welcome to episode 48, Coulda, Shoulda, and Wouldas. Now, of course, we do this at certain moments in time.
Correct.
Now, we started with episode 1, which of course was our favourites, but episode 2, we started the countries.
Yes.
And that was way back.
Back in 2016.
In 2016. And there's been songs since.
Yes. We've had 2 full Eurovisions.
I know. Mm. So, Mark, the idea of this podcast episode and part 2, which will be coming out after this one, because usually part 2 follows part 1.
Of course.
Well, it's linear, even though we're using a TARDIS. We're trying to be linear here. Basically, we're picking our top 10, but split over 2 episodes.
Yes.
So what we've done is we've gone into our TARDIS and gone back in time to our first few episodes to see which songs woulda, coulda, or shoulda made the grade.
Ooh.
So let's get in that TARDIS and see what would happen if the Yoda Beanie of Doom did a different order.
The first country we visited way back when in episode 2 was Sweden. It was released on the 4th of July, 2016.
Happy America Day to you.
Woohoo.
Woo.
Ah, we picked Heroes first up by Måns Zelmer. That was from 2015. Followed by When Spirits Are Calling My Name by Roger Pontare. And we listened to that today in
we
the original Swedish.
We did.
It was very good. And that was from 2000.
It was.
That was followed up by 2011's entry, Popular by Erik Sade. The fourth song up was The Worrying Kind by The Ark in 2007. And finally, we finished with Euphoria, of course, by Loreen in 2012. Since then, Sweden has had an additional 2 songs in Eurovision. Benjamin Ingrosso's Dance You Off from this year, 2018. Just wanna dance you off. So don't you dare wait up. Cause I just wanna feel the mood. Get with anyone but you. And I'm a now. Yeah, I'm a now. And we picked one that coulda, shoulda, woulda been in the mix had we recorded Sweden later.
Mm-hmm.
And that's 2017's entry, I Can't Go On by Robin Bengtsson. I can't go on. Can't go on, gotta keep it together. Now don't get me wrong, don't get me wrong, cause baby you make me better. Hey, with just one look you make me shiver. I just wanna take you home. Wanna go, yeah I wanna go. Now cause you make me a believer. Wanna take off all my clothes. Wanna go, I just can't.
when you look this freaking beautiful. Oh, hands down to the floor, my love, and I'm doing whatever you want. You got me good, and I'm not going nowhere. Riding your hood, and that's understood, but I'ma take you to somewhere. Yeah. I just can't go on no more when you look this freaking beautiful. Oh, hands down to the floor, my love, and I'm doing whatever you want.
Robin Bengston was born in 1990. Gee, I feel dirty now.
He's a very attractive man.
I know, he's a very attractive man. Robin finished third in the Swedish type of Idol, because everyone does Idol, in 2008. In 2010, he also participated in the Swedish-Scandinavian version of Wipeout. That sounds a little bit like It's a Knockout. I don't think it is. Reaching the final round and finishing second, Robin participated in Melody Festivalen in 2016 and placed fifth. He had to go one more time. It was fine. You got to get it right sometimes, you know?
Yes.
I Can't Go On came fifth in the 2017 grand final on 344 points. Now, Robin is a very good-looking man. I don't know what it is about Sweden. I can never go to Sweden. It'll be a very bad thing for my eyes because they just get very tired. They get very tired.
Yes.
Looking at all the good-looking people in Sweden. Now, Robin was supposed to release an official clip for this song. It still hasn't happened.
No.
I think he's, like, gotten married and probably had children and got...
The moment's passed, really.
And been beautiful and all that stuff. It takes time to be beautiful.
Yeah.
So we're basically going on the official clip, which is from Melfest.
Yep.
And it's got this very 80s feel, and it's very, very similar to what actually happened on stage in 2017.
Almost identical.
We've got Robin in a suit. Now, the suit colour changed.
Oh, that's true, that's true.
That's one thing that changed.
Black or blue in the national final?
It was, something like that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I wasn't looking at his suit. I was looking at his face.
Right.
And you put it to me that the staging looks a little bit like Tron.
Yes, the whole song does. It's got those psychedelic lines that you see in Tron.
I don't remember Tron. Can you explain to our listeners what happens in Tron?
From memory, back in the 80s, it was a movie about like a computer game where... A kid goes into this computer-generated world where it's just full of blue lines and motorbikes and very futuristic.
It sounds very Atari, actually.
Yes. It's no Red Dead Redemption 2, mind you. It is more of a Pac-Man type. Yeah.
Didn't it have the very gorgeous Jeff Bridges in it?
It did.
Oh, see, there's another gorgeous-looking man.
And our friend... Bruce Boxleiter.
Oh, who we've met. Yes, we have met him.
Yes.
Oh, there you go. So to sort of, you know, refresh our listeners if they haven't watched the clip in a while, basically the theme is pink and blue, lots of lines. We've got Robin with four backup singers that are also dancers, and they're all on Travelators. Now, I can't tell you how much I hate Travelators, because when you're wonky on your legs and you're suddenly on an incline, there's always that fear that you're just going to slide. I'm going to slide backwards or forwards.
I think we're all waiting for one of the dancers or Robin himself to just fall off and go.
I know. It is so slick. I'm sure someone on the internet has done it, that they've compared the Melfest to the Eurovision performance, like on a split screen, because both of them are flawless, and there was no reason to change what happened at Melfest at all because it was so slick.
Yeah. This is the epitome of Swedish production.
Oh, my God. I know. I know just a lot of people complain about Sweden pumping out the same kind of stuff. And Dance You Off was very similar with the fact that it was very cool staging. But this one won out over us. And I reckon if we went back and visited Sweden, you never know. This coulda, shoulda, or woulda.
Now we move on to our next country, Latvia. That was episode 3, and it was released on July 22nd, 2016.
We were pretty regular back then, weren't we? That was good of us.
In episode 3, we had, of course, 5 songs. The first up we had was Here We Go by PR from 2013, followed by one of my favourites, and I'm sure it's yours, Wolves of the Sea by Pirates of the Sea. They were in 2009. Beautiful Song by Anne-Marie in 2012. Fourth up was Cake to Bake by Azamenniki from 2014. And that was another one of my favourites. And of course, Latvia's single winner, I Wanna by Marie N in 2002.
I've got to say, that's still one of the most clever costume reveals.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Aww.
Since then, Latvia has done 2 songs, of course. But we think our original 5 is still pretty solid. So, for argument's sake, I would have picked Laura Rizzotto's Funny Girl, one of my favourites, from 2018. You're looking at her, she's looking at you. I'm falling apart, what can I do to make you feel that way about me too, yeah, yeah. And Danny would have picked Line by Triana Park in 2017 if we had to choose. But there was no common ground.
There was no common ground, so there wasn't a coulda, shoulda, woulda.
Nope.
Now we move on to Finland, which was episode 4. That seems so long ago. That was released on August 4th, 2016. We included Sing It Away by Sanja from 2014, Marry Me by Krista Siegfrieds in 2013, Da Da Dum by Paradise Oscar from 2011, Something Better by Soft Engine in 2014, and of course, Hard Rock Hallelujah by Lordi from 2006. 2 songs have come out of Finland, and our coulda, shoulda, woulda, even though we love Norma John's Blackbird. We've gone with Sara Aalto's Monsters from 2018. Closed my eyes so I couldn't see it. Felt so numb, but now I'm ready to feel it. So tonight I'm making friends with all the creatures that are hiding there under my bed. Now I'm gonna let in all
Sara Sofia Aalto, born 1987, is a Finnish singer, songwriter and voice actress. She came second in the first season of The Voice of Finland in 2012. Sara competed in the Finnish national selection to represent Finland at Eurovision first in 2011 and then in 2016, both times placing second.
There's a theme.
She also came second in the X Factor UK 2016. Monsters came 25th, which just happened to be second at last, in the 2018 final on 46 points.
Sara has become a bit of an icon.
Yeah.
And a bit of an underdog too, because there's only so many times you can come second. And I was absolutely ropeable she came second last. I just didn't know what to do with myself.
Yeah, I was really surprised.
Really surprised. The official clip is a masterpiece. If you haven't seen it, like Molly Meldrum says, do yourself a favour and look it up. We're in a mansion and there's a little bit of Jesus Christ Last Supper happening.
Ooh.
With all of her fabulous monsters. There's a bit of singing on the floor, which of course we always like in this podcast, a bit of floor singing. And then it seems to be snowing outside. How very Finnish. The Eurovision stage performance, they honestly threw everything at it. You can't fault them.
No.
For not being creative. Sara starts on a wheel. It kind of reminds me a little bit, you know, when you go to a carnival.
Yes, I was just
thinking the
same thing.
And they strap someone to a wheel and they throw knives at them. Yeah. There are sections when Sara sings upside down. She's pretty amazing. Now, we have four androgynous dancers who kind of look a bit suspect in their uniforms.
Yeah, they look like SS officers.
It's a bit, yeah.
And I think this may have worked against the song. You can sort of tie monsters to the SS.
Of course.
But I think the overall theme probably should have matched her official clip where it actually had monsters.
Yeah, monsters, avert a commas. People that don't sit within the binary gender idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think if she'd have used those characters rather than the ones that were on stage, it would have fared a lot better.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Now, out of those dancers, two are singing along with her. And we've got a blue and pink theme again. What's going on? Heaps of pyro, and then there's the fall at the end when she falls off the contraption and is caught. And it's so good because when we saw it in the semi-final, I was like, oh my God, just don't drop her. And I felt the same in the final, even though I knew that there was no way they were going to drop her on her head. I was still scared for Sara for a moment. Poor darling. Poland. This was an interesting podcast, actually. I enjoyed this episode.
Oh, I loved it so much.
I know you did. Which was episode 5 that was released on the 19th of August 2016. We chose Time to Party by Jet Set, where they say party 15 million times, from 2007. My Slowenie, We Are Slavic by Donatan and Cleo from 2014. Calm down, Mark. Too Long by Andres Pierzny. Look, it's been a long time since I've said these names and I've forgotten how to do it. That was in 2001. Sana Desenia by Ivan and Delphin from 2005. If you don't remember that one, it goes la, 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 la. It's about the gypsies. It's very exciting. And Colour of Your Life by Michael Smack from 2016, who did that amazing rise from like nowhere on the board to on the correct side of the board.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you for that, televoters. That was amazing. Poland has had two very different songs since then. We've had Flashlight by Kazimos. Oh,
it's like a flashlight burning in our eyes. You call the bells, I've got them hypnotized. Just take a spice of pie.
And Light Me Up by Gromy and Lucas Meyer.
Light me up, little baby. Light me up, tell me where to go. Light me up, little baby. Light me up and tell me where to go.
Oh.
though I love Light Me Up. We've stuck to our five.
Yes, we couldn't come to a consensus on Poland.
No.
So we move on to our next country. That was Austria in episode 6. That was released on September 3rd, 2016. We picked first up Loin de Si by Zoe from 2016. I Am Yours by The Make Makes, the Zeros of Their Time from 2015. Get Alive, Get Alive by Eric Papalea from 2007. Say a Word by Manuel Ortega, 2006. And, of course, Rise Like a Phoenix by Conchita Wurst from 2014. But now he goes by Conchita. Austria has had various levels of success since we recorded that. Our podcast winner, Cesar Samson's Nobody But You in 2018.
It wouldn't be right letting you go, running away from love. Ain't nobody but you I can hold.
And the Feel Good Running on Air in 2017 by Nathan Trent.
Hey now, if you push me down, I'll get up again. Hey now, if you let me drown, I'll swim like a champion. I'm sure there'll be good times, there'll be bad times, but I don't care, 'cause I'm running on air.
But we are still happy with our top five.
Look, I think Cesar got a pretty good run when we did our preview. Yeah. Like, you know that we love Cesar. Hey, Fleur knows that we love Cesar and his weird spaceship. The next episode was Albania. That was episode 7 that was recorded on the 15th of September 2016. Our top five included It's All About You by Juliana Pasha from 2010. Identitet by Adrian Lujuraj and Belda Zelko from 2013. I'm so sorry. Carry Me in Your Dreams by Kelsey Tolder in 2009. One Night's Anger by Hersey in 2014. And Zeus by Rona Nisselu, 2012. Mark's ears are still ringing.
Ow!
Since 2016, Albania has had Lindita's World, which of course Mark adores.
What's the final fall? What's the cost of life in this world? Almost impossible is to let the love unite our souls.
And Eugene Bush Pepper's Mole. But we are still happy with our choices. Both fantastic songs.
Yeah.
We just couldn't come to a consensus, so there's no coulda, shoulda, woulda.
Next up, we had Azerbaijan for episode 8, and that was released on the 2nd of October 2016. We picked Always by Aysel and Arash from 2009 and one of my favourites. Miracle by Samra in 2016. Hold Me by Farid Mamadov from 2013. Hour of the Wolf by Elnor Husniov, 2015. And Running Scared because we were threatened by Azerbaijani government to include this by El and Nikki from 2011. Azerbaijan since then has given us Skeletons by Dihaj in 2017. I absolutely love that song.
I'm a skeleton.
And Cross My Heart by Aysel in 2018.
I cross my heart. I tear down the firewalls. I cross my heart. I'm stronger than cannonball.
I can see Mike from Aussie Vision doing that dance right
now.
Oh,
look, that's perfect. That's one of the purest bits of fandom I've ever seen is Mike and Dale dancing to that at the party after the AGM in Sydney. That was amazing.
That was awesome. But even though those two songs are great, we have stuck with our original choices again.
I still love Skeletons pretty much because they've gone full David Lynch for the for the stage performance. But yeah, I think Azerbaijan is hard.
There is almost no duds.
No duds. It's so hard. And of course, keeping to five is so difficult. So of course, we have to move on. One of my favourite countries in Eurovision, don't be like that, is the Netherlands. And we released episode 9 on the 18th of October, 2016. We picked You and Me by Joan Franca from 2012, Slow Down by Dour Bob in 2016, Birds by Anouk in 2013, Walk Along by Tringy Oosterhuis in 2015, and Calm After the Storm by The Common Linnets in 2014. Mark can't stand Waylon's outlaw in him.
Oh, God.
Everybody's got a little outlaw in him. Chrome piece hiding in the black top denim. Heartbeat beating to a rock and roll rhythm, yeah.
That's terrible. I'm sorry. That's an awful, awful song.
But the other song that the Netherlands did release in 2017 made our coulda, shoulda, woulda lists, and it's Ogene's Lights and Shadows.
Cry no more, cry no more. This place, they know the game. Outside, the world will turn and feel the same. They're in the sunlight, but you are so much more to me than the one who carries all the burden. I can only hope once you fly, you'll be free. You should never cry no more. Feeling all alone and insecure, you have been going stages. Now it's time to turn the pages. We're gonna stand in line and not give up, but walk that road that everybody goes through lights and shadows. Every time the candle glows, it lightens up the space, but no one knows. Will there be a dark side? You fly, you'll be free.
Ogene is a Dutch trio made of sisters Lisa, Amy and Shelley Vol. Lisa was born in 1994.
Excuse Stop me. It, Mark.
And Amy and Shelley are fraternal twins born 1995.
That's awesome family planning.
That really is.
Yeah.
They participated in Junior Eurovision in 2007 and in 2014 they won The Voice of Holland. Lights and Shadows came 11th in the 2017 grand final on 150 points.
This is one of those songs, like, I know when it first came out, I really rubbished it for sounding like Wilson Phillips. But the thing is, I actually really like Wilson Phillips. There's a part of me, I think, because when they came out, I was kind of on, you know, the verge of becoming a teenage girl. And of course, that's an awful part of my life. But Wilson Phillips had a great sound. And every time I listen to O'Gene, even some of their other stuff, I still get that really nice, comfortable vibe from them. Mm. The official clip, it's very foresty, which is nice. And we've got words on things. Who took the time to write all those words on that hill behind them?
Yeah, I'm a bit concerned. The graffiti, I mean,
oh, geez. Yeah, the graffiti on the trees. Yeah, like, oh, my
it's
God.
It's pretty awful, no.
And they're all dressed in black, which is lovely. On the Eurovision stage, you're all in glittery outfits. Amy's in a cat suit. And Lisa and Shelley are in these lovely dresses with little cutout things. They look gorgeous. And, of course, the words theme on the back of the LEDs, of course, continues. And the stage is very blue. And, of course, this song is so personal for these lovely ladies because it was about their mum. And without me starting to cry, they lost their mum after Eurovision. So this holds a little bit more of my emotional heartstrings
now.
Because it really is a tribute to their mum. It's very much like Michael Schulte's song for Germany, which was very much, this is for my dad.
Yeah, it was very moving. And you could see the emotion in their song, in their music, in their voices.
Everything, yeah. Just, it's just really lovely. And, yeah, I had trouble watching this again without crying. And, yeah, just, it kills me every time, straight in the feels. We fast forward a little bit because episode 10 was Andorra.
Yeah, and they haven't been in since.
No, it's so, like, sorry, you don't get a coulda, shoulda, woulda. Armenia was recorded on the 20th of November 2016. We chose Boom Boom by Emmy from 2011, Love Wave by Iveta Mucian. Oh, how do you say it? Come on.
Mucian. I don't know.
She's so beautiful, but her name, I just, there's too many Y's in it, from 2016. Lonely Planet by Dorians from 2013. Face the Shadow by Genealogy, which of course everyone seems to hate, from 2015. And Not Alone by Aram MP3 in 2014. Since 2016, Armenia has sent Artsvik with Fly With Me. And Sevak Kanagan with Kami.
Kami.
But I think we're pretty happy with our choices.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Next up, episode 12 was Croatia and was released on December 11th, 2016. We chose Celebrate by Daria in 2011, Romanza by Klaujevi Ulis and 75 Cents from 2008, Lighthouse by Nina Kraljic from 2016, Mizirja by Klapa S. Mora, 2013, and Strings of My Heart by Vana, 2001. Croatia has, of course, sent two acts since then, Jacques Hodex, My Friend.
I pray you see the light and find your way. La forza del destino che in te. Do your best, take a chance, dare a dream and make it real. Segui la verità.
And Franka's Crazy.
And I go crazy, go crazy for your love, crazy.
but we didn't pick either.
Oh, look, it was hard because I love Franca's official clip, but I was so underwhelmed by what she did on the stage.
Yep.
She needed something more. Like, the dress was sublime, but she needed something more. And, of course, Jacques is just going to be my troll song forever.
Yeah, mine too.
And, yeah, I'm sorry that doesn't get you a coulda, shoulda, woulda. Episode 13, we travelled to the United Kingdom and it was released on Christmas Day. Aww.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. We chose Believe in Me by Bonnie Tyler, 2013. Love Will Set You Free by Engelbert Humperdinck from 2012. Still in Love with You by Electro Velvet in 2015. You're Not Alone by Joe and Jake, 2016. And Children of the Universe by Molly from 2014. The UK has sent, of course, two songs since then. One was Lucy Jones' I'll Never Give Up On You.
I will never give up on you. I don't care what I've got to lose. Just give me your hand and hold on. Together we'll dance through this storm.
And the other one was Storm by Suri.
I still have faith. I still believe. Chasing rainbows. Storms don't last forever, forever, remember.
Now, Suri gets a special mention.
She does.
And we're allowing ourselves to do a special mention because if you watch, I'm going to call it the official, because it's what happened on stage, and I know the DVD has pretty much erased it.
Yes.
But that stage invasion, Suri's got to come back. I don't care. Make it happen.
Yeah.
Put her back in UK. Give her another shot.
Yeah.
Because she was so professional and so amazing. And look, we still love Lucy too, but, you know, it was just hard trying to pick five coulda, shoulda, wouldas.
Yeah.
And Suri would have been in there in a heartbeat. And I know a lot of people would get annoyed with us because Lucy has got such a massive fan following. But because of what happened to Suri, I would have edged her a little higher than Lucy. No disrespect to Lucy, but yeah, Suri would have gotten my vote and I reckon she would have gotten yours.
Yeah, yeah. Following such an emotional UK entry, we went to Georgia in episode 14 and that was released back in January 22nd. 2017.
Oh, we've made it to 2017.
Yay.
I love how the TARDIS moves so fast.
Very fast. We chose Warrior by Nina Sublati from 2015, 3 Minutes to Earth by The Shin and Mariko from 2014, I'm a Joker by Anri Jokhadze from 2012, Midnight Gold by Nika Kocharov and the Young Georgian Lolitas from 2016, and The Withdrawn, We Don't Want to Put In by Stefan and the 3G from 2009. And yes, we did cheat in the Georgian episode.
We did. But see, the thing was, We Don't Want to Put In, it should have made it, really.
Yeah.
Like, I know there's this whole thing about, you know, Russia getting a bit annoyed with people. And they do. They do get annoyed with people. And that's their problem. But I still think that We Don't Want to Put In really is one of those songs that you have to include in a Eurovision playlist.
Of course.
Because it's a top song, and I don't care if they're saying Putin. Doesn't bother me.
Yeah. Tamara G returned to Eurovision 2017 with Keep the Faith.
Keep the faith. Keep the faith. Remember you're not alone. Hold my hand and come along, you keep the faith.
And then we had Irayo in 2018 with For You. But we selected neither of those for our coulda, shoulda, wouldas.
I couldn't even type Tamara's last name. That's why I had to put G, because I thought, I'm just going to stuff that up so badly that she's now Tamara G.
Okay. Fair enough.
That's fair. Oh, look, I get called Danny T all the time because people just can't cope with trigoning. I think it's only fair. Episode 15, we ended up in Denmark. and it was released on February 13th, 2017. A jury of two chose Cliche Love Song by Basim from 2014, Shoulda Known Better by Saluna Samay from 2012, The Way You Are by Antisocial Media 2015, Fly on the Wings of Love by the Olsen Brothers 2000, and Only Teardrops by Emily DeForest in 2013. Denmark gave us Aussie Anja Nielsen with Here I Am, also called the Yelling Song in this house. Tonight I'm gonna show you what you've done. I'm laying down my armor, laying down my gun. And the peaceful Viking Rasmussen with Higher Ground.
Oh, breathe the air, oh, in the air. Make your mark and leave it hanging there.
But I still think we're pretty happy with our choices.
Freeze the arrow in the air.
It's definitely meme-worthy, isn't it?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, definitely.
Following that, we had Cyprus for episode 16, and that was released on the 16th of March 2017. This is when we start getting a bit slack on our release dates, but that's okay.
There must have been something going on in February.
February to March last year? I don't know. Anyway, we chose La La Love by Evie Adamo from 2012, Comme Si Comme Ça by Evidiki from 2007, Alter Ego by Minus One in 2016, One Thing I Should Have Done by John Karagiannis, that's Tom's long-lost
that
twin,
is, yep.
From 2015, and Gimme by One from 2002. Now, I was a Hovig fanboy with his Gravity.
Beside you, I'll never leave you. Let me be your heart and your company. I let you be the one who can lean on me. I catch you when you fall, when you're falling free. Let me be your gravity.
I was a little bit disappointed from his live performance.
Yeah, I know.
Because I think I had Cyprus as my second favourite last year.
It's very hard to sing with your leg in the air.
True. And then this year, the world was graced by Eleni Ferreira's Yeah Yeah Fire. But controversially, we are sticking to our original five and not choosing either.
We couldn't make a decision, could we?
No.
We couldn't make a decision. And we're still a bit annoyed with Panic Records.
Yep.
We can't help it. I'm sorry. We're very good at holding a grudge, especially when you take down our YouTube video.
Yes.
Episode 17, we travelled to Norway, and that was released on the 30th of March, 2017. We chose I Feed You My Love by Margaret Berger from 2013, A Monster Like Me by Morland and Deborah Scarlett from 2015, Stay by Tooji, which is still one of my favourites, from 2012, Silent Storm by Carl Epson in 2014, and of course Fairy Tale by Alexander Rybak from 2009. Rybak returned in 2018 with That's How You Write a Song. Only takes two steps.
Oh, wow. Easy.
Mm-hmm.
So work your magic and sing along with me. Step one, believe in it and sing it all day long. Step two, just roll with it. That's how you write a song.
But another song made our coulda, shoulda, woulda, and it's Grab the Moment by Joust.
They read me like a book that is open. We're pushing on a bag and I'm joking. I'm looking for a sign while they're stepping on my mind, but I hide behind a simple-minded notion. I try to act cool, but I'm boiling. Feeling like a fool that was chosen. Try to keep myself calm while my head is getting bomb. Really need to get that good vibe going. So when it's all or nothing, I put my nerves in the coffin. So when it's all or nothing,
coughing. I'm gonna kill that voice in my head. I don't care if I'm falling. I'm gonna grab the moment. I'm gonna grab the moment.
Kinda heavy on my shoulders. Try to stand straight, but I'm boneless. Got a pocket full of pros while I'm walking on my toes. And I'm coping with the map that is roadless. Got eyes in my neck, but I'm absent. I'm quiet in the corner seeking action. I wanna be bold, but I'm only getting old. I need to stop drowning in distractions. So when it's all or nothing, better get that good vibe buzzing. So when it's all or nothing, I get that good vibe buzzing. I'm gonna kill that voice in my head. I don't care about falling. I'm gonna grab the moment. I'm gonna kill that voice in my head. I don't care about falling. I'm gonna grab the moment. There's a calling for that leap, got no control. But I know there's a fire in my soul, hidden deep in that beat. There's a calling for that leap, got no control. But I know there's a fire in my soul. I'm gonna kill that voice in my head. I don't care about falling. I'm gonna grab the moment.
Joachim with Steen, born 1989, better known as Joust, is a Norwegian music producer and songwriter. He taught music production at the Noroff Institute. Alexander Wallman as Garden, born 1986, on the same day as me, but he's much younger, is a singer and songwriter. He came second in The Voice in 2012. Grab the Moment came 10th in the 2017 Grand Final on 158 points, and we know a couple of people who do a really good Joust and Alexander Wallman cosplay.
Yes, we do, and I wonder if they're listening right now. We won't mention any names. We'll let you guess. I remember when we did a podcast with Chris Holland for his Kids Love Balloons.
Yes.
And I put this as one of my favourites. And everyone was like, oh, you've got to be joking. They're talking about Kill, Kill, Kill.
Yeah.
And then, of course, yeah, I told you so when they came 10th.
Yes.
And I still love this song.
Oh, yeah.
There's no real official clip for this, but it comes from Melody Grand Prix. So it's Pink. There's a lot of Pink.
Yeah.
It's a lot of Pink going on. Why are we picking all these ones with Pink in them?
I don't know.
There's not much difference between the national final and what happens on the Eurovision stage, but there's sort of slight differences, like suddenly everyone's wearing hoodies and things like that. And they're behind different lecterns than they were.
Yeah, that's right.
Kind of it.
Just slight.
But there's Joust and two others, and of course he's got the lit up mask on. And I'm so annoyed that he's not used, because I wanted him to be used, but he's Joust and it's so annoying. Alex is dressed in a white kind of long t-shirty shirt thing and a hat, but he looks like he's a dentist. I like a bit of that, really. Look, yeah. I've got a thing about Alexander. I can't help myself.
Is it because he's the same birthday as me?
I think it might be. You know that I have a Capricorn fetish.
Yeah.
But, yes, I just love this song still, and this is definitely a coulda, shoulda, woulda. Just in, you know, just if the Yoda Beanie of Doom had decided to just do them later.
Yeah.
You know, because when this song came out, I was like, no, they could have actually made it.
I know. I remember you saying that.
Gah.
It's okay.
I know. We now move on to Serbia, which was episode 18 and was released on the 17th of April 2017. We chose Charoban by the lovely Nina from 2011. Beauty Never Lies by Johanna Staminov in 2015. Ovo Djal Balkan by Milan Stavovic. Balkan. Come on. Sorry. From 2010. Goodbye Shelter by, was it ZIA? It was such a long time ago. Sanja Vucic from 2016. And Molitva by Marija Cerovic from 2007. Tiana Bogovic returned to Eurovision. She was one of Nina's backups. Good on her. In 2017 with In Too Deep. And Sanja Ilić and Balkanina with Nova Deka in 2018. But we're pretty happy with our choices. I think that was a solid episode, actually.
I think it was. And interestingly enough, I think about a week after we released that episode, we actually met Nina.
Yeah, it was so weird.
For real.
I know.
When we did Chris's Kids Love Balloons episode.
It was just most...
The timing was impeccable.
Yeah, ridiculous timing.
Our last episode for this part one was episode 19, which was released on May 7th, 2017, just before Eurovision 2017. The lovely state of Israel, where we will be visiting next year for Eurovision 2019.
Yes.
At the time, we picked Time by Zabo from 2012, Ding Dong by Dana International, 2011, Same Heart by May Feingold from 2014, Made of Stars by Hovi Star, 2016, and Golden Boy by Nadev Guji from 2015. We will see him in Tel Aviv.
Oh, yes.
A backup singer for Nadev returned in 2017, Imri, with I Feel Alive.
Breaking me to pieces, I wanted you to know that every piece broke from you. Breaking me to pieces, 'cause every time you come around, I feel alive. Now I'm trying, I feel alive.
Our friend Lookman's husband.
I don't know if Imri knows that, though.
No, but anyway.
I think you should find out that, you know, he's now married to Lookman.
Yeah. But 2018 raided our toy box. Our last coulda, shoulda, woulda, you should have seen this coming, really, goes to Netta with Toy.
I don't care about your modern time preacher. Welcome boys, too much noise I will teach ya. Pum pum pow, prum pum pow. Hey, I think you forgot how to play. My teddy bear's running away. The Barbie got something to say. Hey. My summer says leave me alone. I'm taking my Pikachu home. You're stupid just like you're smart. Divine and he's about to regret. He's a buck up nothing but buck buck by a buck up nothing but buck. You go on the plane, I'll be about to regret. Is it buck up, 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 I'm not your buck up, buck up, buck up, buck up, buck up, buck up, I'm not your toy.
Netta Barzilai, born 1993, is a singer and looping artist. As a child, she lived in Kenya and undertook her mandatory enlistment as part of the Navy Band. Toy, of course, won this year's contest on 529 points. That is a ridiculous amount of points.
Yeah.
Now, I know it's one of those winners that has become quite divisive, really. But the last few years have been. We've gone from basically a personal song about war, then we've gone old school Eurovision, and now we've gone pop.
Yeah.
And I guess it's such a jar after the last 2 years of getting something that's so poppy. But the thing is, this song still does have a very strong message behind it.
Oh, of course it does.
So that's awesome. The official clip, I still love watching this. Like, it doesn't matter how many times I watch it. It's basically, yeah, it's basically the many faces of Netta, and we've got four dancers. And there's a purple, red, yellow and blue theme to the whole thing. And there's lots of crazy dancing and all that stuff going on. And the Eurovision stage performance, we're surrounded by waving cats. Yellow and red theme. We've only got three dancers this time, so one of them must have been left behind. You always have to leave one behind. And, of course, there's heaps of pyro.
Oh, yeah.
Which we love. Well, that was a fun trip down memory lane.
Mm.
I know some of our listeners will not agree with our coulda, shoulda, wouldas. Yoda Beanie of Doom is having such a lovely holiday. We got a postcard from Yoda Beanie of Doom the other day. Ah. Yeah. He's gone to Bali.
Okay.
Yeah. And he's sunning himself, drinking some bintang.
Okay.
Which is good. Hopefully he'll come home and he won't have any crazy tattoos or something. But, you know, after a good solid 2 years of work, he really did need a holiday.
But he better come back for the next season in 2019.
He'll come back for the next season. But, you know, we might have to pick him up from the airport because I think he might be bringing too many wooden things back with him.
Right,
and you'll get detained if you do that. Bad.
Yes.
Mm. The next episode is five more picks. That coulda, shoulda, or woulda made our top five based on a jury of two. It's actually quite interesting how we've done it because we basically just drew a line.
Yeah, because we've basically come to the 2017 Eurovision.
Yeah, that was very clever of us, wasn't it?
Yeah. So, in point of fact, the coulda, shoulda, woulda for the next episode will be all 2018 songs.
That is correct.
Mm.
Mm. It's a bit easier when there's only one song to choose from.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's much easier. Before we finish up, Mark, may I have the legal announcement?
We at Wind Machine Podcasts have taken every legal step allowed to us to present this podcast with a current APRA license, and we claim fair use for the music played. That includes you, Orchard Music, representing Panic Records. We are not affiliated with the EBU, its partners, or SBS. We are just fans.
You can find me on Twitter at Danny Trigg, DanieTreg.
And you can find me, Mark Perkins, at MarkPerkinsVO on Twitter.
You can also contact us via our Wind Machine podcast Twitter, which is Wind Machine Pod. That's simple.
Like us on Facebook and look for us on any app that you may want to try out, because we're now on Spotify.
We are on Spotify. That's very exciting,
pretty good.
Actually. Yeah.
If you type in Eurovision, we're like one of the top ones to look for.
That's impressive.
Yeah, that is.
Oh,
yeah.
Dear. I feel like I'm underperforming now.
Yes.
Oh, goodness. Oh. You can also find us on Instagram. And if you're looking for episodes that are earlier than Germany, I've been told a few times, hello, Laura, that a lot of the podcast apps are cutting us off at Germany and going onwards from there. If you want to listen to anything that's earlier, any of these ones, for instance, you can go to our website, windmachinepodcast.com, and hit archive, and you'll see all of them, all the way back to episode one.
Ooh.
So we'll be back soon with part two of the coulda, shoulda, and wouldas. Until then,
bye-bye. Bye-bye.